Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,748. Furniture and More is seeking a special use exception for tents for a special purpose exceeding 3 days. Section 115-80A of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of Coastal Highway and Munchie Branch Road. The 911 address is 19287 Coastal Highway in Lewis. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 325.04. Specifically, it's a use for of tents to exceed 3 days for 10 days twice in the year, 10 days around Memorial Day and another 10 days around Labor Day. We leave no letters in support. We received 8 mail returns and we received 1 letter in opposition. The concern is from one of the neighbors and that they would like to stipulate that the clients object to the erection of the tents on the property depending on the location approved for the tents of the applicant site. They are requesting that the county stipulate to a condition as permitted for the zoning code, whereby the tent must not be located along Route 1 side of the parking lot, nor along the first 200 feet from the intersection of Route 1 and Munchie Branch Road. And they are also requesting as a condition that no additional signage be permitted other than at the location of the current sign space used by the applicant. And that it is belief that the applicant has sufficient space beyond the 200 feet northerly from the Route 1 intersection extending to the rear of the site to permit the tent to be erected and safely permit the flow of traffic. The client's concern is that traffic during Memorial Day and Labor Day are very heavy along Route 1 and the tent could distract drivers and cause accidents. And that the location of the tent in the front 200 feet of the property would limit visibility of the client's property from the southbound traffic of Route 1, and that in the economic environment, their client does not want any disruption of business because of an inability for customers and potential customers to see the site due to the location of the tent or any banners, and that if the board can establish these conditions or a variation of the proposed conditions protecting the public and their client from harm, they have no objection to the approval of the special use exception. And that is signed Craig De Marina Alman Esquire from Tunnel and Razor. Thank you.
Thank you. Wait,
ma'am.
Hi.
Can you please? Okay, name and address, please. And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, and nothing but the truth?
Hi, I'm Deborah Anderson, and I'm here on behalf of Furniture and More, and we're asking for another permit for the next 5 years, continuation of our tent sale twice a year, which does have a financial impact on our business, to be located exactly where it's been for the last 5 years.
And nothing has changed, will change the next week?
Mm-hmm. You have to say yes. Oh,
nothing will change.
All right, let's see if there's any further questions. I'm gonna start then with Mr. Richardson.
Have you had any complaints in those 2 years?
Never.
Okay.
We've had a tent there for 5 years.
And you've heard the restrictions and the stipulations that would be imposed upon you. If they were imposed upon you, would that bother your business?
I'm not familiar with what they're opposing or what they're asking. I'm asking for the exact same.
Did you apply for this in the past 5 years?
Yes, we have.
You did yourself personally?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Were you questioned about those setbacks at that time, the 200 feet from Munchie Branch Road?
At the last time, I wasn't present. The owner of Furniture and More was present.
So I'm trying to establish whether this is just something new or has been something that we have.
The tent's been in the same place.
Are there any stipulations that?
Yes, it's all. It was drawn out by Mr. Lank.
Does the tent, where you've been setting the tent, how close to Route 1
Can I show you this? I turned this in.
Give it to Ms. Cornwell.
I sent that in with this year's.
So you haven't had any complaints, though, right?
In the application, there is a drawing that shows the location of the tent.
I see, okay.
I see.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it has revised approved by Lawrence Lang written in the lower left-hand corner.
Oh, okay.
The last time this was approved, back in 2010, the condition was that the tent not exceed 30 by 60, and that the tent be located next to the south side of the building, as was depicted in that that application.
Okay, that's all that was put on.
Yep, those were the only restrictions per the application.
Okay, I see the way it is here.
I think that the request in the letter from Mr. Tunnel, no?
Tunnel and Razor from the law firm.
From the law firm, was that it be set back 200 feet from Route 1, and the property law, it appears that the property may only be, and it's hard to see, but it looks like property may only be 219 feet.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a little difficult.
I think we might hear more of that once we get into the public hearing.
Okay. I don't see, unless you fellas see, you know, how far the building set back might be a better, but anyway. But the tent apparently was being placed. Yeah.
Since I know it's, you know, the 5 years I hear, if you've been here, that tent is in the same position as you had all these years.
Yeah, again, yeah.
Twice a year.
Yes, you haven't changed it, and you're not going to change it.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
You have to say yes or no.
We're not going to change it.
Okay. See, the recorder doesn't pick up the handshake. Okay, so there would be no changes. Or let me ask you this, are there the changes of the times that you're going to be open, are you anticipating any change in that time?
No.
None at all?
No.
Okay.
It's not our normal business hours, because we close the tent 2 hours prior before the store closes, so that we have time to close it down and
ensure.
Mm-hmm.
And in that tent, you're going to have nothing but furniture. You're not going to have a band and a bar? Or?
No, okay. It's strictly retail.
It's strictly retail, okay. That's a good answer. How about your parking places there? Would that impact it at all? Have you talked to Mr. Lank, when he approved this, when you take up those parking places, you're still going to be able to take care of?
Matter of fact, since Finn's has been put on the other end now,
correct.
There's an additional parking lot even behind us now that we didn't have for 5 years. So the answer to that question is we have three times more parking than we've had in the past 5 years.
You'd say that. That parking lot is at your use, mm-hmm. also. And,
correct.
Okay, that's fine. That answers that question. No other questions?
Thank you. Mr. Morton.
Yeah, where the tent's located. They use that road beside that to go around the building. Look at the road right there, the parking place. I know it's a tent, right even with the parking spots.
Yes, that's a two way.
So you still use that?
Mm-hmm.
So you really couldn't move the tent back anyway, because you'd be blocking traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I heard something in the Tunnel and Razor letter that concerns me, and that's about signs. Do you put signage on the tent?
No.
Okay. You're familiar with the county sign requirements?
Well, we have a large sign out front that we letter, that has correct lettering. We might put, you know, tent sale between May the 20th to, you know, May the 30th.
That's not allowed.
You know, we don't have any additional signing on the tent at all.
Right, but I mean, even the when you're putting a sign up that says tent sale, it's an additional wall sign that's not allowed.
Okay.
I believe it's a message board.
Yes.
It's the changeable letters
right.
that you place, so that is part of their approved sign.
It's not a banner?
No.
Okay.
Message board.
Yes.
Okay, so there's no additional signs other than the sign you have?
Correct.
Okay.
That message board.
The tunnel raiser letter just would suggest otherwise, that's why.
We change the message board probably once a week.
And the question before the board, as it was before, would the request substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? So the question, has it and will it?
No, and no.
And why? Why?
Well, I think I understand the objection, but I'm not sure. It's like we'd be blocking their business.
Okay.
Their signs are exactly the same position on the highway as our signs are.
Okay.
The tent isn't forward enough when you're approaching either direction to, you can see every business up and down there.
Okay.
There's no way that tent is blocking anything.
Good.
So maybe their objection might be that you are granted a different location or something.
It's not going in a different location.
Okay.
No further questions.
Mr. Calway, just for clarification, I do have the findings of fact and approval of the prior application.
Okay.
I don't know if you want a copy. You want me to read that?
It's one you page. Read it? Would you read it?
Sure. This is In Re Furniture and More, case number 10739-2010. A hearing was held after due notice on December 6, 2010. The board members present were Mr. Dale Calloway, Mr. Ronald McCabe, Mr. John Mills, Mr. Brent Workman, and Mr. Jeff Hudson. Nature of the proceedings. This is an application for a special use exception for tents for special purposes exceeding 3 days. Findings of fact. The board found that the applicant was seeking a special use exception for a tent for special purposes exceeding 3 days on a parcel at the northwest corner of Route 1 and Route 270A. After a hearing, the board made the following findings of fact. One, the applicant, a furniture retail store, wishes to hold Memorial Day and Labor Day weekend tent sales. Two, the applicant's plan is to have the tent up 7 days before and 7 days after the holiday weekend on an annual basis. The applicant held tent sales at its prior location on Route 1 and suggests two separate locations on the property for the tents. Three, a nearby property owner, Vasilakis, I hope I say that right, associates testified in opposition based upon the fact that one of the potential locations for the tent would block the view of business tenants, e.g. Walgreens, and possibly inhibit views of traffic at a busy intersection. They were also concerned that the tent might blow over in inclement weather and that there could be an increase in signage as a result of the tent sales. They would prefer the proposed location identified as Plan A, submitted by the applicant, with the tent set as far back as Route 1 as possible. In rebuttal, the applicant, which prefers Plan B, pointed out that the purpose of the tent sale was to attract business, and if the tent were set 200 feet back from the property line, that purpose would be undermined. He pointed out that the tents, 30 by 60 feet, are erected by a licensed company and that inclement weather in previous years has not affected the tent. They also have 24-hour security during the tent sales. Five, the board determined that Plan A, as submitted by the applicant, was a suitable location given the application and the evidence and testimony submitted. The board granted the special use exception for a period of 5 years finding that it would not adversely affect the uses of neighboring and surrounding properties with the following conditions: that the tent not exceed 30 feet by 60 feet, and that the tent be located next to the south side of the building as depicted within Plan A on the application. Decision of the board. Upon motion duly made and seconded, the application was granted. The board members voting in favor were Mr. Calloway, Mr. McCabe, Mr. Mills, Mr. Workman, and Mr. Hudson. Voting against, none. And then it was signed by Mr. Calloway.
Thank you.
There's one tent or two tents?
One.
One.
Okay.
Two tents.
Okay. No other questions.
And
motion?
Yep.
You have to ask.
Is there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait, ma'am, you sit down.
Hey, can I have my copy of the...
It's no different than what we have.
All right.
Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Michael Vasilikos, 18977 Munchie Burns Road, 224 Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And I see you are represented by counsel.
Yep. Yes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Alaman here representing Vasilikos Associates. And when reviewing the application didn't specify that things were going to be exactly the same. Due to tonight's testimony, we'd like to withdraw our opposition as long as it's approved as just as it's been the last 5 years. Reviewing the map that was submitted with the highlighted location of the tent, we didn't have any photos of where the tent was in the past, so we just wanted to come tonight and make sure that everything was going to be just the way it's been in the past, and therefore we're satisfied with the testimony, and we humbly and respectfully withdraw our opposition.
Thank you. Okay. Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. And hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,048 for 5 years. And the stipulation being that the tent be 30 by 60 and location be south side of the building, which I believe that should be in the stipulations that we have. And also, the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties as so testified.
Okay. Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,748 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,748 is approved. Yes, ma'am. Next.